With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. National Heritage Week begins today with the theme Culture is Community, Community is Culture. The week invites all Namibians to celebrate and protect their natural and cultural resources. Here's Executive Director of the Ministry of Education, Arts and Culture, Sanet Steenkamp.
This is a time when we reflect on the deep and diverse culture and heritage that we all have and the appreciation that we can have for culture within our communities. We are reminded of our national heritage sites. We have the Tweefontein and the Namibsansi that are inscribed as World Heritage Sites with UNESCO. We have other sites that can be visited free of charge. These are specific shrines across the country, and we also have the Brandberg, the organ pipes, the petrified forest, and so many more sites to see.
The Ministry of Finance and Public Enterprises has directed employers to reimburse employees once the new statutory tax rates are gazetted. According to a media release issued on Saturday, the ministry's spokesperson Wilson Shikoto explains.
The announcement is based on the new statutory tax rates as prescribed in the income tax. The notice grants authority directs that employees must adjust the pay issue UN deduction backdated March 2024. The tax amendment has been signed into law by the president and will be gazetted this week.
Sirius Capital economist Robert McGregor analyzes the policy impact of the decision.
The overall benefit to the economy, in our view, is beneficial. After several years of high inflation, high interest rates, along with limited employment growth, if any, and limited growth in salaries and wages, this will provide consumers with additional relief over and above the 25 basis points repo rate reduction seen last month. Overall, this should see an improvement in consumer disposable income coming through over the next few months, and that should benefit the broader economy as well.
Meanwhile, business owner Stefan Hugo explains the impact it has on companies.
The impact for businesses on the announcement is that employers would have to make the adjustments in the payroll systems, recalculate the pay as you earn that employees should pay for the whole tax year. So there might be a refund amount because of the backdating to the 1st of March, but that could obviously only be reflected in the payments to employees once the payrolls have been updated. It's obviously quite an administrative process for that to happen, so the expectation from employees should be that it could take a month or two before employers are in a position to actually process these credits on the payrolls.
The Johannesburg Stock Exchange has reiterated its call to South African investors with unclaimed dividends to come forward. Here's JSE Director for Marketing, Vuyo Lee, in conversation with the NCA.
When shareholders change banking details, it's difficult to pay the dividends when they're due to be paid. A lot of people are not aware what dividends are, how dividends work. With this initiative, we are trying to address all issues and make sure that we're able to find these rightful owners of the dividends.
And the Coca-Cola company and its African bottling partners have committed nearly $25 million to address water challenges across 20 African countries by 2030. The initiative launched in Cape Town is part of Coca-Cola's Africa Water Stewardship Initiative and will be implemented by Global Water Challenge and other environmental partners, including Worldwide Fund for Nature and the International Union for Conservation of Nature. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.